you for listening to the audio version of the Redeemer San Angelo Advent Prayer Guide. Today is day one of the second week of Advent. This week, we will be meditating on God's covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Our hope is that you would discover how Jesus is the fulfillment of this covenant and that he is the assurance of our eternal inheritance. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." These verses were rich in meaning for the Israelites, but no less rich for us today. Entering into covenants was a major part of life in the ancient Near East. So, God partnered with humans through a structure they and we understood. God's covenants with a pagan, ungodly man named Abram, later Abraham. If Abram will leave everyone and everything he knows, his known inheritance, and go to a place that God will show him, an unknown place, then God covenants to make Abram a great nation, be blessed, and his name would be great. Abraham did as God asked, but he achieved nothing that would make his name great by worldly standards. He only obeys and inherits God's promises. He becomes the avenue to be a blessing to others. This is God's eternal covenant. Pagan Abram, not knowing God's greatness, was so short-sighted, as we all are, that he was probably thinking, "I will be world famous." But it was God's promise of a savior, a redeemer, an eternal inheritance, the blessing, his eternal redemption plan of blessing the earth through Abram's offspring, namely King Jesus. Abram, who trusted and obeyed God, was the avenue of the blessing to all nations. A banker spends their day working with some form of inheritance, wealth, family history, heirs, legal covenants, and legacy. People go to great lengths to see that their things, their wealth, are taken care of. And who gets it when they're gone? Who gets an inheritance? The heirs split it up. God's name is the name that is most glorified and famous, and the nations, we believers, become joint heirs. Joint heirs fully own everything that the other heirs own. It's not split or divided. Joint heirs all get all of the inheritance. Jesus is the new and better covenant. Now, anyone from any nation, whether you are wealthy or poor, healthy, sick, tall, short, educated, or not educated, all people of the earth who trust Jesus can become a joint heir with Jesus, inheriting him forever. Israel, actually, everyone before Jesus, waited for the promised Redeemer, King Jesus. We look back and see he has come, but we wait for him to return as the ultimate King, Redeemer, covenanted inheritance for all nations. We already have the inheritance, but not yet to its fullest. So we wait and anticipate.